Soku izika disenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Na kwese kuseni mtuaga zomute mvulo mtuaga 5 kunsangu la 2023. Ika malami nguntunga milinku mo ezi hamba pambi li. Sengene kuzinga la phezulu amalungiselelo oketo abanye besithi ibandla leZANU PF. Lehlulekile ukugcwalisa isithembiso salo sokuvuselela umnotho elisenze kuyiwa kukhetho luka 2018. Ibandla le-TCCC lithe liza kwethula maduze amabizo abantu abazancintisa belimele kukhetho ngoba seliqedile uhlelo lokuphuma lamabizo abo. Kanti uZulu weZimbabwe usekhuthazwe ukuba athathe ukuthomba kwamantombazana njengengxenye yempilo futhi ewahlomise ukuze ahlanzeke njalo abe lolwazi olujulileyo ngokukhula kwesifazana. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Sengene kuzinga laphezulu amalungiselelo okhetho lwalonyaka abanye besithi ibandla leZANU PF lehlulekile ukugcwalisa isithembiso salo sokuvuselela umnotho welizwe elisenze kuyiwa kukhetho luka 2018. Amabandla aphikisayo afana le-TCCC athi ukonakala kumnotho lokhu kuveza sobala ukuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lebandla lakhe sebehlulekile. Ngokunjalo bathi kumele bakhitshwe embusweni kukhetho oluza kwenziwa mhlaka 23 ngoNcwabakazi. Kodwa abeZANU PF bathi umnotho uyathuthuka njalo bathi uwiswa izitha zeZimbabwe. Sixoxele lunga le-TCCC eMelika umnumzana Tim Muringai endawonye lelunga leZANU PF umnumzana Admaya Maskati yena uzancintisa kukhetho lokudinga umeli wempophoma kobulawayo edalele parlamente. UMaskati usungula lingxoxo.
Which is say it now, we are suffering. My brother, let's look at those countries that say they are very democratic. People are suffering. Let's look at America. What is happening in America right now? What is happening in South Africa right now? And yet people are crying foul. So now what we are supposed to say is, let's not finger point at each other instead of focusing on things that are making development. And my biggest concern is, why is someone basing on the document called mafia? Does he have proof of that situation happened? The economies of the world are being run by other mafia. And yet he's focusing on the gold mafia. And then my question is, how much is the gold mafia worth? If another country of Mexico runs the economy, it's worth 1.2 billion. With the Russian mafia, they run the economy, it's worth 1.5 billion. And you are telling me about the gold mafia that is not even worth $1 billion. So, my brother, I think what we need here are solutions that are going to take the nation forward, not keep drinking. We are running the affairs of both national government and local government as ZANU PF. We are building roads, we are building dams, we are constructing poles so that people can get access to water. Yet someone is telling us about transparency. What kind of transparency does one need for a nation to move forward? So I think, my brother, what we need right now is mindset renewal from the people that we call themselves in this position. Because the opposition, I think, it's very long break. Right now, we have a bunch of people, no direction. I'm not going to see opposition party. Then there are something that we can offer the general populace of Zimbabwe.
Mnumzana Muringai, kuthiwa yebo umnotho awumanga kuhle kodwa abantu beZimbabwe baphila ngcono kakhulu ukwedlula kwamanye amazwe.
Yiyo into esuphayo masikhuluma ngezindaba zemoto yeZimbabwe ngoba siyabona ukuthi abantu bezani njengoba bona behlezi kahle bemuli zabo they do not see the plight abantu ngakhesithi le problem esiyibonayo thina eyama-drugs abantwana beshaya ama-drugs lamavuzu party abantu bengakwanisi ukubhadala ama-school fees sibona lathi i-migration ama-factors ukuthi i-brain drain abantu baningi eZimbabwe they are going ama-teacher ama-engineer ama-nurse they are moving to countries like England to become nurse aides so yikho engikutshoyo ukuthi okay mabe sithi bona i-economy ihamba kuhle why are people living in their thousands the most productive and progressive industries eZimbabwe number one ngamajele number two is passport office. Why is it ukuthi kule migration forces ezihambisa abantu into countries like surrounding countries like Mozambique, AI underdeveloped South Africa, Rwanda, wahamba amatitsha and all these other places. Moreover, thina in our country, so tshengisekela ukuthi we cannot run our own affairs. Why?
Naso mnumzana masikati.
Right, my brother, as kindly in the past 5 years, the economy of Zimbabwe is equally in GDP, more than 10 billion. And that is the size of a Rwandan economy. Let alone, we feel our focus is relative money. That was caused by an increase in gold deliveries to Fidelity. So that's what I'm saying. What in my economy goes to mafia, that is proof of what you're saying. That is the first point. The second point, you cannot tell us what people are moving outside the country on a daily basis. Just some people are coming back to Zimbabwe saying Zimbabwe is a better place to live in. I will tell you what on a daily basis, we feel my life shall be to live past and we will not be able to live in the country. That is a point to note. Firstly, if we are talking about a development that is being done by ZANU-PF within Zimbabwe, we are talking about roads only. Harare Budawa Highway, it was ZANU-PF. Katesko, that was Budawa, it was Chensia Kachana, Omasio Pambi. It was the road that was constructed by the Emergency Road Rehabilitation. We are constructing the Victoria Falls Highway now. We have got Timashingo Pipe Bridge Highway. We have got Harare Chirudu Highway. These are things that are under construction. Later on, we talk about our dams that we are constructing so that we can feed our own people. And we are increasing these things, the infrastructural program. And as if you speak right now, we've got a bumper harvest because of ZANU-PF. Yet these guys are busy going out there, getting rich in the name of their own country. And we are saying, what can we do to deal with such people?
Mnumzana Muringai.
Bona bakhuluma ngokuthi let's develop our country sibuye kanye ngoba bathi bona we are not being patriotic and we are not trying to work together. Thina sithi hayi, an example air 2 weeks ago laphana size sithi asikhulumeni phela ngendaba zona lezi ePhalamende. Singahamba not even yeGold Mafia, singahamba ngendaba ye-election ukhetho olubuya la. Sacela sathi thina sifuna ukuthi indaba zona lezi zibuye ePhalamende kube ne-diaspora vote. Abantu abeZimbabwe abacontribute over $1 billion every year abahlala overseas. Hayi, kuthi hayi abamelanga bevota ngebandla labo leZANU-PF. Those are economic chapters ezibulala ilizwe lethu. Ngoba abantu abahlala overseas bangacontribute to the revival of our country. Uba ngendaba yokuthi eAmerica le ndaba zonke akunandawo e-perfect. But into eyenziwa ngama-governments amanye amazwe is helping their people. Manje lapho esikubonayo ngebandla lezane eZimbabwe, they don't care.
Umnumzana Tim Moringai ngowebandla le-CCC eMelika. Ubexoxa endawonye le lo mnumzana Admire Maskati owebandla leZANU-PF oncitisa kukhetho lokudinga umeli wempophoma kobulawayo edale lePhalamende. Ibandla le-CCC lithi liza kwethula maduze amabizo abantu abazancintisa kukhetho lukancwabakazi belimele ngoba seliqedile uhlelo lokuphuma lamabizo abo. Abanye abasekeli baleli bandla bathi kabathokozi ngohlelo lwe-consensus candidate selection process olusetshenzisiweyo ukukhetha abantu laba njalo bathi endaweni yalolu hlelo bekumele i-TCC isebenzise ukhetho lwama-primary elections ukuphuma la mabizo. Lapho bekukhethwa abazancintisa kuzikhundla zamakhansila la malunga edale lephalamende kukhetho luzakwenziwa mhlaka 23 ngoNcwabakazi. Kobulawayo leli bandla liphumela bazalimela ngeviki ephelileyo. Kepha kulabanye abasele bekhonona besithi bavinjiwe ukuncintisa. Lanxa kunjalo abanye bathi abavinjiweyo laba ngabanakanelwa ukuthi basebenza lebandla le-MDCT abangazange njalo bephume egcekeni besekela umkhokheli we-TCC umnumzana Nelson Chamisa lapho kuxotshwa abanye kumakhansila lasephalamende ababezivezile ukuthi bamilo Chamisa. UGibbs Dube weStudio 7 uxoxele umsekeli wesikhulumeli se-TCC umnumzana Gifty Ostalosi Siziva.
Sesiyakhipha ilisti yalaba abazasimela ngenxa yokuthi sasisele lokuthiwa liharare ukubana ke amakhandidethi ke ecedise ukuthi i-citizen caucus ekuhambe kuhle kakhulu kobulawayo lapha abantu ade bebekhetha abantu abazabamela ephalamende nekhansilini silokhu jabula kakhulu ngezakhamuzi zakobulawayo ngokuba ke lihlanganiso njalo ke lokukhetha abantu ababafunayo.
Ye, sizokuthiwa kodwa kulabanye ekade bebe ngamakhansela abangani bakhonona bathi ah ukhanya ngazani bona bangenanga.
Hayi bo, kulabanye abamiswe ngoba liyakwazi ukuthi sasiyenze i-vetting yet. Lapho esikhathini isimo somuntu umsebenzi wakhe lalapho abame khona. So lokho yikho-ke ukubana abantu batsheliwe kwakuyenzakala iZimbabwe yonke kulabantu ababekhitshwa i-vetting committee esayi-anawunsayo eyabekhangela-ke ama-security reasons. Lokunye-ke ukuyenza ukuthi abantu bekhitshwe abangasibo behlanganiso yethu ye-TCC.
Kulabanye abanjengomeya uSolomon Mguni uzobuya lo msekeli wakhe uMlandi Ncube zokuthiwa labo bakhonona bathi basele phandle kuhamba njani khona.
Hayi ke kwabantu bakhona kuyatholakala ukukhomitha kodwa-ke yikho kule-appeals committee kubana laba-ke ababebelezinkinga besambe ku-appeals committee ngoba i-candidate list kayikaphuli kubana lapho kuyabe kule nkinga kulungisiswe. Nxa onke ngoba kulonke umuntu lelungelo lokubana nxa engasuthisekanga elungisise-ke indaba zakhe le-commission le-appeals committee.
Khonokho kwenziwa nini ukuthi nxa umuntu ekhonona kumele aphosele khonokho akufuna?
Kulabanye vele asebefakile amaripoti labo ababengasuthisekanga ukwenza kwabo bazabe belandelwa case by case-ke nge-appeals committee ukubana kulungisiswe lapho kufana kulungiswe khona.
Amabizo-ke aphuma nini alabo asebephumelele?
Singaqedisa-ke lapho kusele khona sizakhipha ifinalisti yeZimbabwe yonke kulala abazasimela abazahamba kuye kuZimbabwe Electoral Commission mhlaka 21 inhlanganiso yethu.
Ye, kodwa ubona ngazani akula abanye abagcina bephostela amabizo abo lesithi sebefuna ukuzimela bodwa kukhetho luzayo?
Hayi, kulapha ungabona kanjalo babevele bengasiyo benhlanganiso yethu babevele ngabeyinhlanganiso nje kuyabe kuexplaina sobala ubana waye bengabe bekhishiwe-ke kuma-processes ethu.
Ye, wathi sithake olunye udaba ole-the Forever Associates eZimbabwe sizokuthake isithethe ukhetho yafaka esikhwameni yibo sebekhangele ukuthi ukhetho luyaqhutshwa njani abefazi lava. Akusitshele kancane ngokuthi kuhamba njani.
Ye, indaba yefazi kufanele ikhangele kakhulu by-all-right thinking citizen ngenxa kubana-ke ifazi wathi yona yiyo sithethe umsebenzi wamapholisa noma amasosha noma i-central intelligence ngenxa yokubana bahamba kuma-polling station bethatha ama-teachers wabantu besithi bona sisecurity reasons swa silashuwa simelele ukuthi kungabazekhuluma ukubana-ke kusetshayo yini i-vote of no confidence on the central intelligence organization yalizwe yikho-ke sekhiphe ifazi ngenxa yokubana ifazi thina sikwazi ukubana yinyamazana bani ifazi le ingandeni njalo isebenza njani njalo i-anfarebh ukubani.
Kodwa kade sivele kuhamba njani ngefazi naleyo esele kubonileleni?
Ifazi ukhani ihamba thina lapho sangena bona amalondwane yayikhona ku-polling station lapho kwakuyenza khona i-voter inspection bethatha ama-details abantu thina zabakhipha njengama-citizen ngenxa yokubana-ke siyawazi umthetho ubana ubani abavunyelwa ukungena ku-polling station.
Liza kwenzani ngakhona okokwenziwa ifazi?
Thina soze sivume ukubana ifazi interfere nama-electoral process eZimbabwe yikho libona lapha mina ehamba khona namanye ama-citizens akwazi ukuwakhipha ngoba abala mthetho obavumezayo ukubana bengene njalo besenza. Ye, bengayenza okwezani u-T F beyenza okwezani kodwa singaso sivume ukubana bethatha ama-official positions afanele ukube umsebenzi wezeki noma amapholisa.
umnumzana Gift Ostalosi siziba ngomsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla le-Triple C. Kunjalo nje ibandla leli lithi iqembu elibikwa likhokhelwa ngabacuphi ama-CIO elisekela iZANU-PF elizibiza ngokuthi yifazi likhanya lixokozela lizama ukwemuka iZimbabwe Electoral Commission umlando wokulawula inhlelo zokhetho. Kodwa ilunga leZANU-PF umnumzana Joseph Chuma uthi lawo ngamanga aluhlaza.
Abantu abacabangela ukubana ifazi eyi affiliate organization ebandla leZANU-PF sithethe over ama elections ngabantu nje abazicabangela izibozo zabo.
Ukujonga liphi khonokho golide, ngoba siyabona ukuthi ifazi igcwele indawo zonke sibili, njalo uyangena le ndaweni ezijeneyo ezihambelana lokuqhutshwa kokhetho.
Lokhu ngikutsho ngoba siyakwazi mhlophe ukubana iVEC i-commission ezimelele yodwa eyiyo ekhangela ngokuqhutshwa kwama-election ezokhetho. Njalo nxa sebesenza okokhetho yibo abalolungelo lokukhetha abantu abazancedisa. Siyakwazi ukubana kaningi-ningi iVEC ivame ukuthatha ababalisi bebe yibo abancedisayo ukubana kuqhutshwe umsebenzi wezokhetho. Bona bodwa abangeke benelisa njengeVEC ukubana bakwenze lokho, njalo abangeke bagcina istaff esiningi kangako ngoba sifunakala nje kanye ngesikhathi eside once in a while. Ngakho akusoze kube usenza ukubana begcine abantu abaningi bengasoze benze lutho. So siyakwazi ukubana bona abeVEC yibo abalelungelo lokuthi bazakhetha abantu abazancedisa ekuphatheni ekokhetho lolu osoluthe lwafakwa mhlaka 23 August umongameli.
Umnumzana Joseph Chuma, lilunga leZANU-PF Central Committee. UZulu weZimbabwe ikakhulu ohlala emaphandleni usekhuthazwe ukuba athathe ukuthomba kwamantombazana njengengxenye yempilo futhi awahlomise ngolwazi ukuze athole ukuhlanzeka ngesikhathi esesikhathini, njalo abe lolwazi olujulileyo ngokukhula kowesifazana. Linkuthazo iphume emkhosini wokunanza usuku lwe-Menstrual Hygiene Day oqhutshelwe esigabeni seMapate eKwanda South ngeviki edluleyo, njalo iza ngesikhathi abesifazana abaningi eZimbabwe bebikwa besebenzisa amalembu lobulongwe ukuzinakekela ngesikhathi besenyangeni ngoba bengelamali yokuthenga ama-sanitary pads. Walpeti Ncube usipha lolu daba.
Iningi lezimuli zemaphandleni zibikwa zingaqakathekisi ukubeka isikhathi sokuxoxisana lamantombazana ngodaba lokuthomba okudala ukuthi bengehlelwa yokuba sesikhathini bagcine besebenzisa yiloba yini okulakho ukuphazamisa impilakahle yabo. Usikomishi waseGwanda umnumzana Thulani Moyo upha umbono wakhe ngodaba lokuthomba.
Isubjekthi ebingani isihlalele kakhulu, isubjekthi abalutshwana abanelisa ukukhuluma ngayo. Ngakho ngithanda ukubonga ama-organizations wonke aphathekileyo namhlanje lapha ukubana bathethe umhlangano omkhulu ofana lowa namhlanje, sicacisane sikubeke egcekeni ukubana umntwana ontazana uyathomba andinxayesi
uthi njalo kuyadinga ukuthi obaba labo baphatheke kunhlelo zokuhlanzeka kwabantu ababo lapho besesikhathini ukuze kusiyafika umnyaka ka-2030 uZulu akuthathe njengengxenye yempilo.
Sinomlando sonke singabakhokheli ukubana sithande umntwana oyinkazana ngesikhathi lathi kasisali emuva ngomntwana oyinkazana, sithi umntwana oyinkazana kathanswe kadonswe angasali emuva abe esesibangeni esingcono kusiyafika u-2030.
Lawa mazwi agcizelelwe unkosazana Simele Inkosi Sibindi olilunga leGwanda Rural District Council.
Kuphathelekile ukuthi ungumalume kumbe ubani uyakhuluma laye umntwana umbonise ukuthi kumele kwenziwe
Unkosikazi Nicholas Panda, mqoqo wenhlelo zeZimbabwe Health Interventions ze-THI, uthi abesilisa sekumele baphatheke empilweni zabesifazane.
Ungathola ukuthi umntwana ukhuliswa ngumalume kumbe ngubaba engenye umama kakho. Ubaba kumele abe kwazi umntwana uyahamba esikhathini. Akwanisi ukuthi amthengele amaphepha anti-theft. Sikhangelele ukuthi sinanzelele ukuthemba njengemvelo, njengento ekhona.
Unkosazana kuJay Mpofu eDreams uthi ukwehluleka kwabazali ukuthengela abantu ababo indingeko zokuya esikhathini kubafaka engozini.
Kunazelela ukuthi naye kuthi umntwana uyazisela lezo ndingeko kuyamphusha ukuthi awele engozini. Engozini yokuzibonuma, engozini yokubamba umkhuhlane we-HIV. Angithi uzatshayisana lejaha elizamnika imali yokuthi ayithenga amaphesi ngoba umama uthi yena kalabo. Umuntu yaphansi ukuthi ngoba senginika idola yephakethi yamaphesi abona ngani selelungelo lokuthi azenzele umathanda.
Lanxa iningi lamantombazana lisehluleka ukuthola okudingakalayo nxa besesikhathini, inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ziyabaphathisa, kuthi unkosikazi Kuhle Benkosi Moyo oyisiphathamandla sogatsha lukahulumende olubona ngeziphathelane labesifazane.
Akuthole okulinganayo, omnye umntwana uzabuya nelembu lakhe, kuthole ilembu komfindisi yephukelibona ngathi nantani ilembu lihlezi laphaa, alumelanga siyeke leyo mntwana. Siyabantu kulesihlelo ezikhona amagala ngosizofulayo ezengabeyizeshi bayasincedisa kakhulu kuthesa lapha lasisini engikhona bayasincedisa sibili kwiprogramu yabo ngamankazana zabuya ama-facilities amaningi ekhetha for amantombazana entweni ezinjalo.
Umkhankaso lonyaka we-Menstrual Hygiene Day ugotshwe phansi kwesihloko esithi Making Menstruation a Normal Fact of Life by 2030 uthi uZulu kumele ananzelele ukuthomba njengemvelo yempilo kusefika ku-2030. Ngimele umsakazo we-Studio 7 ngisemapate eGwanda South ngingu-Albert Ncube.
Selikubonile na ukusemaphephandabeni. Iphephandaba leChronicle lithi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uza kwenza umhlangano omkhulu eGweru namuhla. Lamalunga eZANU-PF wazancintisa ukukhetho lokudinga amakhansila lamalunga edale lePhalamende mhlaka 23 ngoNcwabakazi. Inkundla yeZim Life ithi owesifazana weZimbabwe odutshulwe wafa ephuma enkantolo eCape Town kule South Africa ngeviki ephelileyo wayevela fakaza emthethwandaba phezu kokubulawa komngane wakhe owadutshulwa ngowesilisa ayethandana laye. Owabulawelwa phambi kwenkantolo lo nguChristine Yolanda Gumira ovela eMontoro ngezi. IZim Life ithi isidumbu sakhe sizasuka kwele South Africa namuhla. Sokuyisikhathi sembiko yenu.
Sokazivuka njani? Ngako Bulawayo ephumule emadokeni uMasenga. Asamise vota ukuchamisa sifake zamele ukuthintela upresident okhona lo. Endabeni yama-reforms ngicela ukuphendula la. Bekunzima vele ukuthi i-CCT yenza ama-reforms elizweni nxa ukuthi yabalayo i-majority ephalamenti, yikho kutshintshwa khona imithetho. So abantu ababekade bengayenza njani iZANU-PF angeke yafaya yakwenza kulungisa lokho ngoba iyazi ukuthi izalungisa ukhetho. Into ezifana nokuthi kube ne-diaspora vote nokuthi i-ZBC isifakaze izihlelo ze-CCT angeke yafaya kwenza lokho ngoba angeke ibe iphile ekhethweni. Kuyasiphume vele. So ayikho impunzi yake yake yavuma ukuthintshelele wayeni. So injalo indaba asibamenze vota ngokuningi iyokuphela isolution ekhona ukuthi abantu basukume ngokuningi. Izambia ikwenzile lokho kungela ma-reform, so asisukume nini nxa ukuthi akulanto ejike ngayenzela wabe-CCC.
Sanibonani, sanibonani ku-Studio 7 konkulisayeke lapha ngumntala Khumalo ilane egoli babethu. Ingakho ke namhla lapha bakithini kudaba lolu lukhona olokuthi abantu bonke bazame ukuthi baxhase uChamisa, ama-opposition wonke nje axhase uChamisa ukuthi abe nguye ozaba ngupresident. Hhayi, bona ngumzamo omuhle ukuthi kube njalo abantu ukuthi babambisane, kodwa ufakwe emuntwini okungamfanelanga ukuthi abe yisiyo leyo nto, ngoba ngama-election adlulileyo kwamehlula ama-opposition wonke abumba i-alliance amnika i-chance yokuthi abe nguye ozakukhokhela ama-alliance wonke. Uthe ma amasosha ezeshaye ikhulu kunokuthi yena akhulume ngokuthi kube nama-reforms, wayengasawalaleli wonke ama-opposition parties lana mfake u-alliance ukuthi mabe sithi bona akwenziwa ama-reforms, engasafuni kwenziwa ama-reforms. So uthe ma esiya kuma-elections kwadliwa, uthe ma esedliwe, after esedliwe khona efuna ama-reforms. Abantu abafana nabochabisa lava ekusuku bayizana u-PF emini bayisisi. That's why ubona abantu abafana nabochamisa nabocankrayi bagcina sokuthiwa badliswe i-poison i-ZANU-PF. Izomzisa kanjani i-poison i-ZANU-PF yena engasuwe we-ZANU-PF? Yikho lokho ukuthi bangena imihlangano ebusuku lawo. Siyabonga.
Studio 7, Studio 7 ninjani lapho lonke? Hayi, siyaphila bantu. Hayi, siyabonga mali ephilile basakazi abahle. Awuthi singene kwindaba lena, ngibuze lapha abapostoli laba lamaziyoni laba abasupporta omnangako noma abamsupporta noma abakhuleka kuye engafa bazoyenze njani? Into le ngizama ukuthi ngizwisise ngabo ukuthi ma engafa bazakhonza kubani, ngoba ungathi kamkholwa kahle ukuthi ukholo lwabo lungaphi. Ngizama ukuthi beshumayeze abantu noma nami ngiphendule kibo ngikhole kona. So ma sebekhole umuntu ngiyathikaza ukuthi bathoni le nto, ake limbuzele bona ukuthi bathini laba bantu. Hawu, umuntu ofayo shuwa lingamkhonza kangaka liphendule abantu lifuna ukuthi bakhonze umuntu ofayo. Ngiyabonga, ake lizame ukupintsha kahle libe ngabantu abarayithi emhlabeni. Siyabonga.
Hey, Studio 7, Studio 7, sanibonani, sanibonani, sanibonani. Ninjani ngezindawo, ngezindawo la elikhona? Hayi, siyaphila lathi, siyaphila. Hey, siyabusiseka basakazi bethu ngendaba elisiphakela zona. Hayi, siyabusiseka impela ngendaba eziphathelane neZimbabwe. Siyayizwa indaba ezethu laphana yokufihlwa kwamagama, ukuthi amagama ayachatha kanjani njani. Hey, akuyinto embi kakhulu, kuyadanisa abantu abadala nkosi yabo abangasakwazi ukuhamba. Hey, kuyinto embi kakhulu le, ngoba manje lohlelo lwakhona selishushela selithe lathi ukuphangisa ukuvala. Lathi ababamanye amazwe bakithi inkosi yami besikhathi maybe sibahlangasize uma sizobhalisela ukuvota sikwazi ukuthi lathi sivote. Kodwa-ke kuthi ukuthi yeyi sesihlulekile. Mina ngithi kube kuya ngami, kube lento basenzele online ukuthi sikwazi ukuvota online, sila isikhona sisemazweni la isikhona sikwazi ukuvota online, because i-easy lento le. Bakwazi ukusenzela siregister online sivote online. Ngoba manje abantu abaningi badlule kuvota imizwile, abanye bekhala ngokuthi yeke ngoba bekuphakathi neviki ngeke bakwazi ukuthi bayovota babe besemsebenzini, into esifana nakaleso. Hayi, siyalinxusa abantu bakithi, siyalinxusa ke lesikhulu le bantu. Yeyi sesizwile, sisemazweni okuphephela ngapha ngabodudu laba asihlupha. Nkosi yami, siyabulawa kabuhlungu.
Kwezemelika lamhlanje, abantu abaningi abahlala esigodlweni saleli lizwe eWashington DC laseVirginia bethukile izolo besizwa umdumo omkhulu wendizamtshina zebutho ebezigijimisa indizamtshina encane edabule esigodlweni lapho okungavunyelwa khona. I-Reuters ibika ukuba indizamtshina le ibiphapha izilawula ngomtshina we-autopilot njalo ibilabantu abane. I-Reuters ithi njalo abatshayeli bendizamtshina zebutho bazame ukukhulumisana lomtshayeli wendizamtshina le encane, kodwa bekungelamuntu ophendulayo. Lindi zamchina ivikwa iwile ya chayega ezintave ni kwanele mtuaga zomuhle likhumbule zikhona eza kusihlwa ngo 7:30 na asibeni sonke kweze kuseni njalo kusasa olivalelisayo yimi untungamilinkomo nkololo kwana kwa matuka nduna.